1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our Elohim to speak to you the good news of Elohim with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we were allowed of Elohim to be put in trust with the good news, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Yahweh, which tries our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. Yahweh is witness. Nor of men did we seek praise, neither of you, nor of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of the Messiah. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted to you not the good news of Yahweh only, but also our own souls, because you were dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable to any of you, we preached to you the good news of Yahweh. You are witnesses, and Yahweh also, how set apart and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of Yahweh, who has called you to his kingdom and honor. For this cause also we thank Yahweh without ceasing, because when you received the word of Yahweh which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of Yahweh, which effectually works also in you that believe. For you, brethren, became followers of the assemblies of Yahweh which in Judea are in the Messiah Yeshua, for you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Master Yeshua and their own prophets, and have persecuted us. And they do not please Yahweh, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, but not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Master Yeshua the Messiah at his coming? For you are our honor and joy. End of chapter 1.